Perseverance under pressure is the theme of today's broadcast. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin with trouble in Indonesia and end with tips on how to apply biblical truth to the struggles in your life. First, Indonesia arrested protesting students on Java. An internet blackout followed, which cut the outside world off from the story. And just like that, it turned an anti-racism protest into an independence movement. Troops came in when things got violent and deadly. That was a couple weeks ago, but Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith explains.
There's been a percolating independence movement in that part of Indonesia that goes all the way back to post-World War II decisions that were made by European powers and other things like that.
Papua's church leaders pleaded for dialogue with the government, military, and police. Their requests fell on deaf ears, so
they are appealing for international attention and even international, potentially, intervention into the process that would help them be more self-determining in terms of the future of their province and of their island nation.
The tension in the region remains palpable. Smith says while the issues won't be resolved quickly, there is some good news.
We don't feel like this is actually going to undermine the ability to make progress in Bible translation in Papua. We think that in parallel to their self-determination about politics and economics and all of these kind of things that are coming to the fore now, that same self-determination is what's driving their desire to have scripture in every one of their minority languages. So it's all part of the same dynamic.
Next, suicide claims about 129 lives per day, making it the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. During September, National Suicide Prevention Month, Set Free Ministries reminds believers that suicide is more than an emotional or physical battle. Dean Vandermeer, executive director of Set Free Ministries, explains that one way Satan tries to keep people from God is by convincing them they're worthless. Unfortunately, when they hear that lie enough, they begin to believe it. They need truth.
Sometimes when you're in their crisis, you're focused on the storm and you're not focused on someone who can deliver you from the storm. And so when we're helping people who are suicidal, oftentimes they're overcome with their current circumstances. And so what you help them see is something beyond their current circumstances, and that the Lord is able to get you through the storm, and sometimes he can even quiet the storm.
Helping people see this truth is the essence of the gospel, Vandermeer says.
The church is the bride of Christ. We're the hands and feet of Jesus. We're supposed to be in this business of searching for the lost, bringing back strays, and binding up the brokenhearted. That's Ezekiel 34.
At missionnews.org, we can connect you with Set Free Ministries if you or someone you know is struggling. And sometimes turning on the news is just discouraging. Chances are stories about hurricanes in the United States, the pending Brexit deal, and international trade wars flash across your screen. Stories like these can make it feel like a storm is brewing. But Denise Godwin, president of International Media Ministries, reminds us that regardless of what storm we face, our anchor is Christ.
In times of challenge and storm, we go into a certain mode of preparation and covering our bases and things like that. But I look at the contrast of some of the religions of the world where people are seeking certainty or surety through actions. And we have the amazing certainty in Jesus Christ.
International Media Ministries is in the thick of its own production storm. They're in the last stretch for a major project. And now's the time when they really feel the pressure.
We know that our soul is fine. It's in the right place. We've got Christ with us, and we will survive these storms. And even as Paul said, you know, to die is gain. I'll be with Christ. So there's this certainty that other religions don't have, no matter what the physical circumstances are.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.